Mufid Hadrus walks through small forest trails and passes piles of rubble that once made up the Palestinian village of Lubia.
It's my parents' village, but I feel that it is also my village.
The village of Lubia was once home to between 2,000 and 3,000 Palestinians. They were forced to flee by the war that followed the founding of the State of Israel in 1948. In the 1960s, the houses were demolished, leaving only stone remnants suggesting the structural outlines of some 600 buildings. Today, the refugees from Lubia are scattered. Some went to Syria, others to Lebanon and then Northern Europe, while a few took refuge in nearby Palestinian villages in what is now Israel. Hadrus traveled here from Denmark, where he has lived since the 1980s, but was born and raised in a refugee camp.
I recognize the streets because when we lived in a refugee camp in Lebanon and didn't have TV, my mother would tell us about Lubia. I'm 57, but I never felt that I had a house or a place to live. We are fine in Denmark, but I can never afford to build my own house. This is the first time I can hold the soil of my land.
Where Lubia once stood is today a park with large pine trees, bushes, and cactus plants.
The sign says that this recreation area was established to enable handicapped access, so all may enjoy the forest by Friends of the Jewish National Fund and the Women Zionist Organization of South Africa in 1996.
Shireen Austin reads out loud the writing on a sign erected in the public park dubbed South Africa Forest. It's the reason why she and another 12 South African Jews are here. They have come to apologize.
We are here as a group of South African Jews who have all at some stage maybe donated money to the JNF, and we are coming here to say that we are sorry that our money has been used in this way. We did not realize when we were donating money into the little blue box that our money was going to cover the remains of Lubia.
The members of the South African delegation had never heard of Lubia when they donated money to the Jewish National Fund, or the JNF, an international organization that for more than 100 years has worked to cultivate a Jewish homeland by collecting money for tree planting from diaspora Jews. Today, it brands itself as an environmental leader, boasting of planting over 250 million trees and creating over 2,000 parks in Israel. But critics argue that the organization greenwashes the forced displacement of Palestinians by planting trees atop the ruins of 89 Palestinian villages. The South African group says it was not their intent when making donations. The delegation collected over 200 signatures from fellow South African Jews who gave money to the JNF. Shireen Austin explains they brought them to Israel with a formal apology to the people of Lubia.
Our hope is that we can show that we take responsibility for what we did in contributing this money, and we feel it's important to acknowledge that a huge injustice has been done here, and in some ways Jews in outside of Israel who are donating money to the State of Israel to build the State of Israel are complicit.
In partnership with the Israeli organization Sochot, Hebrew for Remembering, they invited descendants of Lubia's former residents to remember its existence. Walking together through the ruins of the village, they stopped to install new signs, these identifying where Lubia's school, mosque and cemetery used to stand.
I heard people from South Africa were coming to say sorry, so I came to say that I forgive them.
Though recognizing the apology is symbolic, to the Palestinian man it reflects that the conflict is international and that it will take global efforts to correct the injustice. He brought his 10-year-old granddaughter along and hopes that she will carry on the dream of one day returning here to live. Nive Gonsvik is with Sochot. The organization works to inform Jews in Israel about what happened to the Palestinians in 1948. According to Gonsvik, it's the first time any group of Jews has apologized to any Palestinians about the Nakba,
Most of the time when you try to tell Jews in Israel that there was an Akba and now you sit where somebody else used to have a house and he's in a refugee camp, they tell you, he lost the war, leave me alone. So, and sometimes people say, okay, that's sad, I'm sorry. But to take responsibility means something much more on the way to reconciliation and the end of the conflict. Because
Gonsvik, who is herself Jewish Israeli, believes that allowing Palestinian refugees to return is an important step towards reconciliation.
Even if it doesn't look like it, I believe it can happen. I believe that the return of the refugees and making a different regime here, democratic regime of two people, without separation, without racism, without violence, is a possible thing.
Lina Odgor, FSRN, Northern Israel.